Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, my dear brothers and dear sisters. Welcome to another episode of
hashtag ShaganRadio.com, the hashtag TV.com, Archangel Michael, Always in the House radio show, broadcasting live from the heart on April 9, 2016. Yes, brothers and sisters, we're living amazing times, and yes, absolutely. We usually not get involved in politics, but this is important. We're right now fighting for our own existence, brothers and sisters. I'm not joking. Voting for Bernie Sanders right now, brothers and sisters, is so important right now, because this is the time. This is the time where your vote will count. Yeah, that's true. That has not happened since JFK, literally. Okay? We're literally, you know, fighting for our own existence, brothers and sisters, of every one of your loved ones, neighbors, every American citizen from the East Coast and the West Coast, and from the entire world, is part of the same matrix controlled by the same group in creating chaos all around. Okay? Listen from the last actual U.S. president selected by the people. Guess who was that? Since then, every single U.S. president has been pre-selected by the reptilian, I mean the Republican Illuminatis, that cabal. No matter who voted, did not count it. Okay? They control all the parties. They control the Democrats. They control. However, this is different. We're living in the days of the awakening. We live in the days where major dumps of truth are coming out. You have the Panama Papers, you know, coming out. You have that example right now. It's huge, guys. It's, we live in the fall of the cabal is in progress right now. It's been right now. We're being watched and helped, okay, by higher beings, including our own higher selves, our own ancestors, our own families, the most dearest, you know, brothers and sisters, our own, you know, fathers and mothers and uncles and aunts and grandfathers, with multidimensional capability. That they're already here. They're already here at this moment, at this time, right now, on Mother Earth, to help you, brother and sister, to make sure that you grow from being a baby, from being a toddler, to becoming a teenager and eventually an adult, spiritually speaking, okay? Because most people are right now on the earth, right now, they're most of them are babies, to tell you the truth. That's the only, from 7 billion souls, I can tell you that probably 99% literally, more than 99.99% are, you know, between babies and toddlers, and the rest are awakening. Very small people are awakening, but those that are awakening are, you know, that huge tsunamis of light. We're transforming the, you know, the dark to the light in amazing ways, brothers and sisters. I mean, I cannot tell you how important these times are, that are, you know, literally transforming absolutely everything, absolutely, you know, every single, you know, society, every single, you know, community, including from your own inner selves, okay? Starting from the inner self, brother and sister. I'm not joking. This is the time when a lot of us, a lot of you will remember, you know, how, you know, divine you are, how amazing, you know, how amazing you are, and how, you know, magnificent and amazingly powerful being you are, and that they've been, you know, controlling you, they've been trying you to stay away from the inner powers that we all possess, that you all possess, brother and sister, wearing a human uniform. That's right. If you are, you know, a human, wearing a human uniform, okay, you are a divine brother and sister, just like our brother they walk the, the street, our brother, Jesus, my brother, Yeshua, Lord Sananda, that was here 2,000 or so years ago. But guess what? He's coming back. And he's coming back inside of you. That's the thing. He's coming back inside of each one of us. You see, that's the Christ inside of you, brother and sister. That's the truth. That's my truth. That's what I'm trying, to tell you today. Been trying to keep you away from that divinity that is you, brother and sister. Okay? So for somebody like our brother John F. Kennedy, I'm sure you know who he is. He was the last U.S. president selected by the people. Okay? And listen what he's saying, okay?
My topic tonight is a more sober one, of concern to publishers as well as editors. I want to talk about our common responsibilities in the face of a common danger. The events of recent weeks may have helped to illuminate that challenge for some, but the dimensions of its threat have loomed large in the horizon for many years. Whatever our hopes may be for the future, for reducing this threat or living with it, there is no escaping either the gravity or the totality of its challenge to our survival and to our security. A challenge that confronts us in unaccustomed ways in every sphere of human activity. This deadly challenge imposes upon our society two requirements of direct concern, both to the press and to the president. Two requirements that may seem almost contradictory in tone, but which must be reconciled and fulfilled if we are to meet this national peril. I refer first to the need for far greater public information, and second, to the need for far greater official secrecy. The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society, and we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. But I do ask, every publisher, every editor, and every newsman in the nation to re-examine his own standards and to recognize the nature of our country's peril. In time of war, the government and the press have customarily joined in an effort based largely on self-discipline to prevent unauthorized disclosures to the enemy. In times of clear and present danger, the courts have held that even the privileged rights of the First Amendment must yield to the public's need for national security. Today, no war has been declared. And however fierce the struggle may be, it may never be declared in the traditional fashion. Our way of life, those who make themselves our enemy, are advancing around the globe. The survival of our friends is in danger. And yet no war has been declared. No borders have been crossed by marching troops. no missiles have been fired. If the press is awaiting a declaration of war, before it imposes the self-discipline of combat conditions, then I can only say that no war ever posed a greater threat to our security. If you are awaiting a finding of clear and present danger, then I can only say that the danger has never been more clear, and its presence has never been more imminent. It requires a change in outlook, a change in tactics, a change in missions by the government, by the people, by every businessman or labor leader, and by every newspaper. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. It conducts the Cold War in short, with a wartime discipline no democracy would ever hope or wish to match. Nevertheless, every democracy recognizes the necessary restraints of national security. And the question remains whether those restraints need to be more strictly observed if we are to oppose this kind of attack as well as outright invasion. For the facts of the matter are that this nation's foes have openly boasted of acquiring through our newspapers information they would otherwise hire agents to acquire through theft, bribery, or espionage. The details of this nation's covert preparations, the count of the enemy's covert operations, have been available to every newspaper reader. The size, the strength, the location, and the nature of our forces and weapons, and our plans and strategy for their use, have all been pinpointed in the press and other news media to a degree sufficient to satisfy any foreign power, and that in at least one case, the publication of details concerning a secret mechanism whereby satellites were followed required its alteration at the expense of considerable time and money. The newspapers which printed these stories were loyal, patriotic, responsible, and well-meaning. Had we been engaged in open warfare, they undoubtedly would not have published such items. But in the absence of open warfare, they recognized only the tests of journalism and not the tests of national security. And my question tonight is whether additional tests should not now be adopted. That question is for you alone to answer. No public official should answer it for you. No governmental plan should impose its restraints against your will. But I would be failing in my duty to the nation in considering all of the responsibilities that we now bear and all of the means at hand to meet those responsibilities if I did not commend this problem to your attention and urge its thoughtful consideration. On many earlier occasions I have said, and your newspapers have constantly said, that these are times that appeal to every citizen's sense of sacrifice and self-discipline. They call out to every citizen to weigh his rights and comfort against his obligations to the common good. I cannot now believe that those citizens who serve in the newspaper business consider themselves exempt from that appeal. I have no intention of establishing a new office of war information to govern the flow of news. I am not suggesting any new forms of censorship or new types of security classifications. I have no easy answer to the dilemma that I have posed and would not seek to impose it if I had one. But I am asking the members of the newspaper profession and the industry in this country to re-examine their own responsibilities to consider the degree and the nature of the present danger, and to heed the duty of self-restraint, which that danger imposes upon us all. Every newspaper now asks itself, with respect to every story, is it news? All I suggest is that you ask the question, is it in the interest of national security? And I hope that every group in America, unions and businessmen and public officials at every level, will ask the same question of their endeavors and subject their actions to this same exacting test. Press of America, consider and recommend the voluntary assumption of specific new steps or machinery. I can assure you that we will cooperate wholeheartedly with those recommendations. Perhaps there will be no recommendations. Perhaps there is no answer to the dilemma faced by a free and open society in a cold and secret war. In times of peace, any discussion of this subject and any action that results are both painful and without precedent. But this is a time of peace and peril, which knows no precedent in history. It is the unprecedented nature of this challenge gives rise to your second obligation, an obligation which I share. And that is our obligation to inform and alert the American people, to make certain that they possess all the facts that they need and understand them as well, the peril, the prospects, the purposes of our program, and the choices that we face. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task in alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence.
So that's what our brother, you know, JFK, you know, is pertinent, you know, then, which a few weeks after this speech, he was, you know, taken, as you can imagine. So he warned us about these secret societies, these so-called Illuminati, they're controlling the world. It's like this octopus that has, you know, tentacles everywhere, in every industry, in every government, in every country, in every, you know, power, you name it, legal or illegal, they're behind it, okay? They're the puppeteers of puppeteers. So that is someone that tells you, that told you the truth, and that's why they took him down, okay? So about the Panama Papers, according to Jonas Alexis, the veteran today, he said that the New World Order is almost certainly behind the Panama Papers. He says that the Panama Papers are a scam, a real document turned over to a Mossad-run organization that now has dirt on even more people and more power to make a very nasty world, an even darker and nastier place. Okay? So, whenever the New World Order, you know, agents and the control media makes an extraordinary claim with little or no sound evidence, you know, you can be sure that you are going to listen to bizarre things, really crazy things and unthinkable things. You may want to grab your munchies and sit down for a while because you're going to have some fun. This is why logic is an important tool, because one need not be a rocket scientist or even an intellectual to realize that this world is full of nonsense. You can say that nonsense is one of the most salient features of the New World Order. In fact, once you put your thinking cap on, you will quickly realize that the New World Order is littered with inconsistencies, illogical leaps, and just plain claptrap. Logic is a dangerous tool because it can kill the New World Order and people who don't like deductive argument and practical reason. Here is a classic example. You know, that this person wrote a few days ago, and how, you know, this you know, all these people with very negative, you know, evil-minded people, you know, so it's really amazing how you know, this situation is unfolding, you know, brothers and sisters. You know, that these control groups, like, for instance, now we know that the USAID organization around the world has created a lot of coup d'etats around the world for decades, okay? For many decades, they had overthrown dozens and dozens of governments around the world. And nobody's, you know, saying, and talking about it on the media, on the mainstream media. Here's why, because they own it. That's what they own it, you know what I mean? So, one of the reasons. Now, let's get back to why it's important. What is the relationship between the Panama Papers and Hillary Clinton, okay? And the thing is that it's concerning the Panama Papers scandal, let's start putting these two together, that the Clintons lobbied for the Panama-United States Trade Promotion Agreement and was warned it would make money laundering and tax evasion easier for rich folks and bad guys. And that was published at the IBT Times. Second, the Deutsche Bank is up to its eyeballs in this stuff. You know, they cannot read it at WDW. They're resigning as, you know, Secretary of State, you know, Hillary Clinton personally made over $485,000 speaking to "Don't Hold Your Breath." You know where I'm going with this, Deutsche Bank. Okay? No nuance. It is really simple. Hillary, you know, Clinton did the Deutsche Bank a big lucrative solid, and they returned the favor when it was legally permissible. So that's what, you know, these people are doing, you know, brothers and sisters. I mean, it is time to turn your TV off, turn your completely your TV off, and sign up to the different groups that we have to keep informed and real news. Forget about the mainstream media news. They're all full of, you know what. You just have to put it directly in the toilet, okay? Just put it that way. So the truth, you're going to find it at the alternative media, brothers and sisters, okay? Like our radio show that we've been doing since 2011, since the first week of 2011, more or less every other week we've been, you know, sharing, you know, updates. And it's, you know, very important, you know, for everyone to know that this is, you know, very, very important times we're living. And there is, it's very important to vote, to get out of vote. Please go to BernieSanders.com, BernieSanders.com, to get information about voting for Bernie Sanders in your, you know, city, in your town. Specifically now for New York, we call to do some phone backing for to help them, you know, to help them, you know, inform, you know, voters that there's, where are the locations, etc. Because they are, you know, reducing the voting locations. They're using tactics, you know, for people not to vote because they know they're not going to vote for them, okay? And especially, you know, who's the cabal, you know, who's behind it, you know, the less vote, they can manipulate the voting. They can manipulate the things. So that's how these people work. So that is what's going on, brothers and sisters. So I'm going to, there's a lot of going on. Please sign up, join us on Facebook. We have the Bernie Sanders News group. Go to facebook.com/groups/ Bernie News. Okay? You know, B like Bernie, E like Edward, R like Robert, A like Nancy, I like Ising, E like Edward, and the news, Bernie News. You can also check out facebook.com/groups/ Lightworkers for Bernie. Lightworkers for Bernie. L like light, W like workers, OR, Bernie, okay? Lightworkers for Bernie. And then we have also the Love Workers for Bernie, which is facebook.com/groups/ SI Worldwide. SI Worldwide, or S like Sam, I like ice cream, world, WORLD. Okay. So check out those sites, and there's plenty more. There's plenty more that are out there. They're, you know, very great sources of information. Those are the best sources that I can you know, tell you. There's so much going on, brother. You stay in the know. There's open your heart, open your mind to know that there's, you know, there's so much to find out. And the only thing I can tell you is that stay positive, stay informed, meditate, go inside. You know, good, do some meditations that are gonna make you feel, you know, better. It's gonna keep you healthy, and it's gonna make your body good. We're going through some major changes, brothers and sisters. And here, my beloved, I am. Here is a message from my beloved, I am, Ashtar, from the group headed by my beloved, I am. Okay, and the in the cosmos, it's called the Ashtar command. Okay, it's the Ashtar command from the Ashtar command. And so here it is, the update from the Ashtar command. With we ended with that, and please find me at ashtarsheranradio.com. It's Ashtar, A like Apple, S like Sam, H like High, T like Tom, A like Apple, R like Robert. It's Ashtar, and then Sheran is S like Sam, H like High, E like Edward, R like Robert, A like Apple, N like Nancy, Sheran, and then Radio. .com, and or we are all one, just instead of A-R-E, it's R. So it's WERALLONE.com. We are all one. It's just an R instead of A-R-E, okay? So we are all one, or Ashtar Sheran Radio. Please contact him there. Listen to us. Check out, read up, just watch a movie that a divine being, you know, directed it. Please watch it. It's about healing with love. And if you like, please leave a donation. Help us with our work. We're, you know, working on this 24/7. Helping humanity. Help saving, you know, the world with our prayers, with our meditation, with our sharing the light. And so it is.
Dear one, this is an alert from Ashtar Command. We are approaching a time of difficulty because of the planetary adjustment that will take place with the process of disclosure. The Earth has entered a most dense area of the ring of light that is called a photon belt, and the entire solar system is being buffeted by electromagnetic waves. These waves are instrumental to the Great Awakening, as the photonic light and gamma rays of these electromagnetic surges are stripping the psyche of mankind of negative elements, in much the same way as the circles and swords of the blue flame of Archangel Michael, as well as of the Elohim, Hercules, and Astrea. We are referring to intrinsic characters in the persona that have been created by the self in the process of using the light of God, but which represents an effluence or contamination. At every moment the self makes a choice to use this power in the right way or not. You either qualify the light as you use it, or misqualify it as you live your life. Due to the descent into the third dimension of duality, billions of souls have created an ego that has a life of its own, and occupies the psyche, the subconscious and conscious minds of the person in incarnation. Their intrinsic values and qualities have been perverted. You know of the tool you can use to obtain a purification of your psyche. We are referring to the call to Archangel Michael, or the Elohim, to strip you of elements, such as doubts and fears, and also of all the perversions of the qualities of the Divine Mother Father. You know of the purification of the aura and chakras that are instruments or chalices, or the reception of divine light as well. You can recreate yourself in the image of the Christ consciousness that is your blueprint and that is descending. This is a basic understanding to have to appreciate the changes taking place due to the presence of the solar system in the Earth, in the ring of photonic light, which is about 10 times larger in size than the galaxy of the Milky Way in which you exist. However, it extends over and below the galaxy as a vertical loop, so the edges of the galaxy are not continuously in this photonic ring. As the galaxy moves in space, the extremities of its edges remain outside of this ring for thousands of years and then cross it again. This is indeed Ashtar Command. This transmission is from a unit of communication. With regard to how large this photon belt is, it is 10 times larger than the solar system. It is a body of light that transcends the human nature. As stated before, it contains electromagnetic energies and its gamma rays are irradiating all of Earth at the moment. Its particles have a stripping effect upon the accumulated substances that constitute a densification of the light in the human body, and even in the planetary body. This has occurred by the wrong use of the light of God over many decades and thousands of years. The light psyche from its negative elements and therefore convert the ego, or transcend it. The process frees the psyche of mankind from all perversions and darkness, and the terminology that we have in place controls its effects by diffusing the particles and ensuring the absorption of light is progressive and positive. Too much at any time could have a destructive effect. This process is causing the awakening and raising you to higher levels of vibration, of spirituality, of love, and it is enlarging your capacity for understanding. You are able to download in your mind light codes which you translate into information and knowledge. You have been born in bodies with a DNA that has been handed down by your parents and ancestors. Going back many thousands of years in history, the Anunnaki did perform some modifications to mankind's DNA to keep mankind ignorant of its identity and its function. In other words, ignorant of all of the meanings of life. For instance, the purpose of the material world and of physicality. The innate abilities of physical angels, those abilities that were possessed originally, or before the planetary takeover about 400,000 years ago, after the Galactic Federation regained control of the solar system about 1 million years ago. This was after the destruction of the planet Maldek and an era of decadence in the solar system due to the presence of the reptilian forces of darkness. The creation of Maldek some millions of years before that was for a project of physicality which will now be completed in a golden age after the Earth, or Gaia, has been risen to a higher level of frequency vibration. This is dependent upon the vibrational level of its inhabitants, of their perception of reality which in turn affects their own reality and density. This messenger is not trained in science and we are using the terms that she is familiar with. We will not explore the technical aspect of resonance and hertz deeply, but we will give you some details about this subject. The resonance that is occurring in respect of mankind corresponds to the level of consciousness, or refinement, in terms of civilization. Or you could call it the level of righteousness or spirituality. It is to do with the psyche, the soul, or self, and it will be able to move upon the etheric realm out of the body when the individual goes to sleep, if its resonance is high. After death, the self is not always freed from the wheel of reincarnation, because it has not been freed from its negative traits. Light is always necessary to balance karma. Many souls have been able to ascend after death for they are righteous, and accomplishing this out of the body is an easier task. The ascension could take place after re-education in the schools of the etheric realms, even decades after the passing over. At this time, many souls who have ascended have returned into embodiment to take part in the ascension of Earth in its physicality and density. This is the great project of the age. The plan to raise the Earth as well as the entire solar system, and beyond, is being implemented as the manifestation of the divine will of Almighty God, and has been in the works since time immemorial. Prophecy, such as the one Archangel Michael made known to the galaxy more than 25 million years ago, was a statement of his knowledge of the will of God, which he brought down to the levels of physicality for its manifestation. It was revealed to both the forces of the light and of darkness. He didn't reveal which planetary system and which planet would play a key role in the unfoldment of events in the last days, before all life would be lifted up to a higher octave, or dimension, in a golden age. Then physicality would be used as originally intended. By seeking to interfere with this plan, the forces of darkness were affected by the vision that they held without realizing it. Earth was to play a key role in the manifestation of the divine will, and we are close to the goal because the planetary body is being swept by a flux of energy that has impacted the solar system on March 20th, 2016. Today, on March 22nd.
Angels and archangels. So, brothers and sisters, yes, so that is a So basically what it's saying that the Ashtar command is that, you know, we're going, we're flying through the cosmos, okay, as a solar system as well as a galaxy, okay, just like, just imagine we are all glued together in a tray. We're like flying through the cosmos and entering this zone that is called the photon belt. The photon belt that is highly electromagnetic, okay? And it's transforming anything that is biological. It's transforming the DNA, RNA, certainly from carbon 12 originally to crystal 7, chemically speaking, brothers and sisters. But if you listen to the full message, send me a message, send me a donation at ashtarsherallradio.com. We are all one. .com with an R, WERALLONE.com. Make sure to send you the link to a bunch of messages. They're amazing. Help us out. You know, I help you out. You help me out. Okay, send me a donation. I send you a bunch of links with a lot of amazing, you know, data. Keep you updated every week. Okay, send us a donation once. Send us a donation every month. Appreciate it forever. You will keep you updated. You'll be one of the first ones to know what's going on. I can assure you that. I can guarantee you that. As soon as we get in full contact with the Ashtar command on flying, you know, in above the Earth and around the Earth and inside the Earth in amazing spacecraft, multidimensional, from, we'll let you know. We'll invite you for some UFO rides for sure. For sure. It's not happening yet, but it was definitely going to happen this year. And from now on, 2016, this is it. This is the year, baby. That's why Bernie Sanders will win. Already won in the heart of a lot of people, let me tell you. So I ask you to please vote for my brother, Bernie Sanders. For our brother, Bernie Sanders, make sure to vote for him to get rid of all these, you know, oligarch, you know, corrupted, you know, thieves that are in Washington, that are all over the government in every country in the world, put by the same group, this dark cabal that has been overthrown, you know, governments by the George Soros organization, USA, and many others. But anyway, that, this is from our brother Bernie in New York. So both for Bernie in New York, right? This month, I believe April 15th, he already won Wyoming, right there in front of his house. Okay. Bernie Sanders, a future to believe in, BernieSanders.com, BernieSanders.com. Thank you for listening, brothers and sisters. It's been a pleasure. This is Ashtar.